This in particular speaks about the inner nature.
神是灵，所以我们人都叫里头有灵。
God is spirit, so when man is created, man has spirit inside.
神是那一位自由意志的神。
God is a God with free will.
所以神所创造的人也有一个自由的意志。
So that's the man that's created by God has a free will.
在所有神的创造万物的中间。
In all the creations of God,
自由人，因为是照着神的形象造的。
Only man because he is created according to God's image.
所以他能认识神。
He is able to know God.
他能把神接到他的里面。
He is able to receive God in himself.
他能与神在生命中能起了联合。
He can be connected, united to God in life.
他能经历神的自己。
He can experience God himself.
他能有份于神的性情。
He is able to partake in the nature of God.
叫这个神的性格也能完成在他里面。
So that the character of God can be constructed in him.
所以你就看见说，在万物的中间，只有人能为神做更完全的见证。
So we see in all the creations, only man can have a more complete testimony for God.
并且人为神做见证乃是一个积极的，不是消极的。
And also when man testifies for God, and that is active but not passive.
他是有份于神的性情的。
And he has partaken into the nature of God.
所以他的见证是比较更有力量的。
So his testimony is more powerful.
这一个是当作神造人这个旨意里面的一个。
And this is one of the purposes of God's creation of man.
我们人被造，目的就是神要我们人来替他做见证。
Men are created so that we can testify to him.
但是很可怜的事情。
But shamefully,
当神把这所创造的人放在伊甸园里的时候，
When God put the man that he created into the Garden of Eden,
我们在这里看见说，人不但没有好好的为神做见证，
We see that not only man has not been a good testimony for God,
并且人就受了撒旦的迷惑，
He was attracted by Satan,
也给我们看见说，人里面有一个自己的那种。
It shows that man has his own secret desire inside.
所以结果我们看见说，人在伊甸园里就犯了罪。
So we see that man sinned in the Garden of Eden.
人在那里不但没有为神做好的见证，
Not only he has not give a good testimony to God,
给这个撒旦看见说，我们这位的神是怎样的一位神。
To let Satan see that what kind of a God is our God.
他反而受了撒旦的欺骗。
And he was fooled by Satan.
结果他做了假的见证。
And he gave a false testimony.
好像我们的神乃是心地很狭窄的。
As our God is one with a very narrow heart.
好像我们的神是极度到一个地步，他不愿意，他要留下很多的东西不给人事的。
As if God it was so jealous that he keep things to himself from man.
所以结果我们看见人从伊甸园开始一直到今天。
So we see that man from the time of Eden to now,
人在地上的见证都是假见证。
The man's testimony on this earth are all false testimony.
人不能把神发表出来。
Man cannot express God.
人不能把神的性格发表出来。
Man cannot express the character of God.
人在这里的见证都是假的见证。
Man's testimony are false testimony.
人所做的见证不但是假的，并且是相反的见证。
And not only they are false testimony, they are anti-testimonies.
但是感谢赞美神。
But we praise our God.
人虽然可以失败，
Although man can fail,
但是神永远不失败。
But God never fails.
所以我们记得主耶稣曾讲过一句话。
So we remember that our Lord Jesus said,
这句话实在是一件很宝贵的话。
And this is a very precious statement.
他说我父做事直到如今我也做事。
He says, my Father works hitherto, and I work also.
从人堕落失败之后
，from man's fail，
父神就开始做工了。
God the Father was working.
他开始做什么工作呢
？What did he start to work？
并且我们的主说，我父做事直到如今。
And our Lord says, my Father works until today.
从伊甸园那里开始做工。
And from the time of Eden.
一直做到我们的主在地上的时候
working until the time when our Lord is on this earth
那我们的主在地上也做工
and our Lord Jesus on this earth he also worked
那么主今神在哪里做什么工呢
and what is God working on
我们的主所做的是什么工呢
what is our Lord working on
我们知道我们的神他的工作就是要恢复他自己的见证
The work of our God is to recover His own testimony.
他要在人的身上恢复他自己的见证。
He wants to recover His own testimony on man.
好叫我们人能恢复来做他的见证人。
So that man can be recovered to be His witness.
这一个就是神在历史历代所做的工作。
And this is what God is doing all through the ages.
我们看见当人被赶出埃及园是伊甸园之后。
You see, when the man was chasing away from Garden of Eden,
到了第二代的时候
in the second generation,
我们在这里看见神就开始在人中间做这个恢复见证的事情。
We see that God started to recover His testimony in man.
我们记得这希伯来书第十二章里头
in Hebrews chapter 12,
第一节告诉我们说。
Verse 1 told us,
我们有许多的见证人如同云彩一样围绕着我们。
We have a cloud of witness surrounding us.
这一些的见证人
And these witnesses,
我们都知道都是指着在希伯来书第十一章里头那些人说的。
We know that they refer to these witnesses in Hebrews chapter 11.
在希伯来书章里头给我们看见古时有许许多多的人。
In chapter 11 of Hebrews, it shows us in the past there were so many people.
他们因着信神的缘故，他就得了证据。
Because they have faith in God, so they have proof in their hand.
他们为神做见证，神也为他们做见证。
They testify to God, and God testified to them too.
这些的人都像云彩一样围绕着我们。
These people are like a cloud surrounding us.
当这个地上在那里失去见证的时候
，When the testimony is lost on this earth,
神就在人的中间，他就得着一般的人。
God has obtained a group of people among men.
在地上来维持他的见证。
On this earth, they kept the testimony of God.
所以当人失败之后
，So when men fail,
到了第二代
，Coming to the second generation,
我们在这里神就得罪了一个亚伯。
We see that God obtained Abel.
亚伯他起来为神做见证。
Abel rose up to be a testimony of God.
他见证什么呢？
What did he testify?
他见证说神是公义的神。
He testified that God is a righteous God.
他承认他自己有罪。
He admitted that he himself has sinned.
他承认说罪的工价乃是死。
He admitted that the price of the sin is death.
但是他也在那里见证说神有救恩。
He also testified that God has salvation.
我们人不能拯救我们自己。
We cannot save ourselves.
我们乃是罪人。
We are sinners.
我们是该死的人。
We should die.
但是感谢赞美神。
But we thank our Lord.
神有慈爱有恩典。
God is a God of mercy and grace.
所以我们看见亚伯在那里就献祭。
So we see that Abel is offering.
他所献的祭乃是一只羔羊。
What he offered was a lamb.
因为神的旨意就是要借着羔羊的血来赦我们人的罪。
Because the will of God is that he shall cleanse our sins by the blood of the Lamb.
他为神所建造的见证是个真的见证。
And his testimony to God is a true one.
虽然他被他的哥哥该隐杀了，他在弟弟底下还在那里说话。
Although he was killed by his brother Cain, he still spoke from the ground.
但是我们看见他的哥哥该隐怎样呢？
What kind of a condition is his brother?
甘尼他也算是个敬拜神的人。
His brother was also one counted as worshiping God.
这个哥哥他也承认说有神。
His brother also admitted that there is God.
很可能那个时候他们献祭就是跑到伊甸园的东边这个门城来外面在那里献祭。
Maybe when they were giving the offering, they came to the east side of Eden and outside of the garden.
因为在伊甸园的东边，神设立了基路伯。
Because on the east side of the Eden, there was the cherub.
有转动火焰的剑，把守了通到生命树的道路。
And there is a sword with a turning fire that's guarding the pathway to the tree of life.
所以他们那个时候献祭，很可能就是到那个地方来献祭。
So very possibly they had come to that.Place to give offering.
但是该隐他否认神的见证。
But Cain denied the testimony of God.
他不承认说他自己有罪。
He denied that he has sinned.
他以为说他自己手里的工作能叫他蒙神悦纳。
He thought that his own works can satisfy God.
最后他就把他地上出产最好的拿来要献给神。
So he offered God.The best thing that he can produce from his ground.
结果，神弃绝他的祭物，也弃绝了该隐。
And God rejected his offering and rejected himself.
因为他那个见证是假的。
Because his testimony is a false testimony.
他那个见证是相反的见证。
His testimony is an anti-testimony.
他不承认神是公义的神。
He did not acknowledge that God is a righteous one.
他不承认他是需要神的救恩的人。
He did not accept that he needs the salvation of God.
所以感谢赞美神，神在地上还留下一个雅各来为他做见证。
So we thank God that on this world he still has kept able to be his witness.
当人在地上慢慢多起来的时候，
when men multiply on this earth,
我们看见人就开始就败坏。
We see that corruption started.
这个败坏越过越厉害了。
And the corruption gets worse and worse.
所以结果神就在许多人的中间又得罪了一个人。
So God has chosen among these many people one more person.
他得罪了一个以挪。
He got Enoch.
我们知道以挪他活到65岁的时候。
When Enoch was 65 years old,
他就开始起来与神同行300年。
He started to he rose up to walk with God for 300 years.
他在65岁之前
，before he was 65,
可能他也像其他的人一样。
He may be like other people.
生儿养女。
To bring children up,
为着世界，在那里忙碌
，and busy for the world,
好像也是爱世界
，as he also loved the world,
因为那个时候世界的文化就已经相当的进步
，because at that time the civilization was already very much.
我们看见该隐的子孙们，他们在那里发明这个乐器啦。
We saw that the children, the descendants of Cain, they invented the music instrument.
他们也建筑城市了。
They built cities.
他们也有铁器了。
They had ironwork.
他们也耕种也畜牧了。
They also tilled the land. They had.
所以换一句话说，到了那个时候。
At that time,
人就在那里专门注意这个物质的享受了。
Men pay attention to material enjoyment.
对于属灵的事情好像漠不关心了。
They seem to be not concerned with spiritual things.
因为我在65岁之前可能也是其中之一。
Maybe before he was 65, Enoch was one of them.
但是到他65岁的时候，忽然在他里面有个极大的变化。
But when he was 65, suddenly there is a big change inside him.
开始用他来地上做神的见证。
And God used him to be the testimony on this earth.
我们知道，当他生这个孩子的时候
，We know that when he gave birth to this boy.
他一定是得罪了一个启示。
He got a revelation.
那个启示就是说，当这个孩子死的那一个时候。 这个世界就要受审判。
The revelation is when this child dies, this earth is going to be judged.
我们知道他的儿子马图舍勒。
We know that his son Methuselah.
Methuselah, 他活了969岁。
And he lived for 969 years.
他是世界上寿命最长的一个人。
And he was the one with the longest life on earth.
在我们中国的那个遗传上说，我们中国人中间活得最长的是彭祖啊，他活到800岁。
In the Chinese tradition, there was one who lived for 800 years old.
但是感谢神，这个马杜舍勒活了969岁。
But we thank God that this Methuselah, he lived for 969 years.
你知道神让他活那么久，为什么原因呢？
Why God let him live so long?
因为到马杜舍勒死的日子，洪水就要来到了。
Because the day Methuselah died, the flood will come.
伊诺得了这样一个启示。
And Enoch had this revelation.
他就动了敬畏神的心。
And there is a fear for God stirred up inside.
所以他就开始起来与神同行。
So he rose up and walked with God.
感谢神，因着神的怜悯，这个儿子活得那么久。
We thank God that by the mercy of God, this son lived that long.
因为神愿意万人得救，不愿意一个灵魂沉沦。
Because God is willing that all are saved and not single soul is lost.
我们知道伊诺，他不但与神同行。
Not only Enoch walked with God.
并且如果我们看犹大书的话。
And if we read the book of Jude.
我们看见说伊诺他在那里做见证。
And we saw that Enoch gave the testimony.
他告诉人说。
He told people.
日子要到。
Time will come.
圣者要带着千千万万的天使要降临。
The Holy One will bring thousands of angels and arrive here.
他要来审判这个不敬虔的人说的不敬虔的话和做不敬虔的事情。
And he will judge the ungodly words and ungodly deeds of ungodly men.
我们知道他这个预言。
We know that prophecy
不但是指着那个洪水的审判说的。
Not only refers to the judgment of the flood.
他这个预言是一直说到这个时代的末了。
That prophecy speaks to the end of this time.
就是有一天我们的主他要降临。
That's when one day our Lord will return.
那个时候他要来审判一切不敬虔的人。
At that time he will judge all who are not godly.
所以我们看见他的见证那个是何等的遥远啊。
We see that his testimony is truly a long one.
在那个时代，神就兴起他来做见证。
And at that time, God raised him to be his witness.
我们不要以为说与神同行是一件很容易的事。
Let's not think that it is easy to walk with God.
我们都盼望能与神同行。
We all hope that we can walk with God.
实在说来，我们都是盼望神与我们同行。
Actually, we wish that God would walk with me.
如果神与我们同行，这个很舒服的。
If God walk with us, then it's comfortable.
但是与神同行不简单。
But to walk with God is not easy.
因为我们的神是那么圣洁的一位神。
Because our God is a holy one.
我们是那么污秽的人。
And we are dirty.
要与神同行，那你不能不圣洁。
In order to walk with God, you have to be holy.
你不要不能不在神面前受到许许多多的纪律 discipline。
You have to receive much discipline before God.
但是这个伊诺，他愿意在神的面前接受所有的纪律。
But Enoch was willing to receive all the discipline before God.
他要与神同行。
He wanted to walk with God.
结果神为他做见证。
And God testified to him.
神就把他取去了。
And God took him up.
有人说他与神一同走。
And some says that he was walking with God.
他一同走走了300年。
And he walked with God for 300 years.
到了最后那一天，一走就走到天上去了。
And the last day he walked into heaven.
神就把他取去了。
And God took him.
因为希伯来书十一章告诉我们说。
Because Hebrews chapter 11 told us.
如果要蒙神的喜悦。
If man wants to please God.
他必定要相信神是。
He must believe that he is.
他要相信神是那赏赐那一切寻求他的人。
He must believe that God is the one who rewards all who seek Him.
你必须要相信神是。
You have to believe that God is.
不是说你相信有神。
Not that you believe that there the God exists.
你相信说神是。
But you have to believe that God is.
这个就是神的名字。
And this is His name.
这个就是神说我是。
And this is when God says I am.
我是自由拥有的神。
I am the sufficient, all sufficient one.
我是你的一切。
I am your all.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的见证。
This is the testimony of God.
以诺，他接受神的见证。
Enoch accepted this testimony of God.
他就与神同行，追求神。
He walked with God and seek Him.
结果神就把他取去了。
And God took him.
但是地上的人还是违背神的见证。
Men on this earth, they still violated the testimony of God.
他们还是不肯悔改。
They still are not willing to repent.
所以等到最后的时候。
So later,
神就叫一个人在神面前蒙恩，叫做挪亚。
So God raised up Noah to receive grace from him.
神就给挪亚一个启示。
And God gave Noah a revelation.
神对挪亚说，地上的日子还有120年。
God told Noah the days of the years of this earth is world is 120 years.
你看神是何等的仁爱的神。
You see, our God is a patient God.
他说还有120年。
He said there's still 120 years.
他就动了敬畏的心。
And then Noah has this fear inside him stirred up.
他就照着神所指示的，就造了一个方舟。
He built an ark according to the instruction of God.
你知道到了那个在那个时候，世界上地上从来没有下过雨的。
You know, at that time, it was never raining on earth.
当初的时候，地上的蔬菜能生长，那是雨气在那里叫它生长的。
You know, at that time, when the vegetables grew because of the mist in the air.
从来没有下过雨的。
It never rained.
但是挪亚他在那里造了一个方舟。
Noah built an ark.
我相信他在造的时候，很多的人就来看戏了。
I believe when he was building, many people came just to look.
你在那里造什么东西呢？
What are you building?
因为从来没有人看见过一个方舟的。
Because never have anybody seen an ark.
他就在那里向人做见证。
But he testifies to people.
他说，这个世界要被洪水淹没了。
He says this world is going to be covered by the flood.
你们赶快要悔改。
You quickly repent.
大家都笑他。
And everybody laughed at him.
因为他这个脑子总有一点毛病。
Saying that he has something wrong.
因为从来没有下过雨的。
Because it never rained before.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
但是挪亚他动了敬畏的心。
But Noah has this fear for God inside.
他在那里为神做见证。
And he was testifying to God.
他在那里传道。
And he was preaching.
但是没有一个人相信他。
But nobody believed him.
所以结果就是挪亚一家八口就进到方舟。
So the Noah's family, eight members, they entered the ark.
在这里我们看见不但有一个人。
We see that not only one person.
做神的见证。
To be the witness of God.
神得做了一个家来为他做见证。
God has obtained a family to be his testimony.
因着他相信的缘故。
And because he believes.
他就得以称义。
He is justified.
并且他承受了这个新的地图。
And he received the new land.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
虽然经过洪水这样大的灾害。
Even after the calamity of the flood.
但是当人在地上多起来的时候。
When men multiply again.
地上的罪恶越过越多了。
The sins of this world multiply too.
我们看见人在那里就造巴比塔。
We see.That the people build this tower of Babel.
人说我们要来造一个塔，能顶到天上去。
And they say we want to build a tower that can reach the heaven.
预扬我们自己的名字。
That can broadcast my own name.
人他根本眼中看不起神。
Man does not have God in his eyes.
他们就是要表扬他们自己的名。
So they want to broadcast their own names.
结果神就变乱人的口音。
So God discovered the languages.
但是虽然他们变乱了口音，分散到各地去。
Although they are scattered to all over the world.
但是我们知道人的堕落是越过越深的。
But the falling man is deeper and deeper.
他们不但不敬拜神。
Not only they do not worship God.
那个时候人开始拜偶像。
And they pay idol. They pay attention.They pay homage to idols.
结果偶像就充满了这个全地。
The idols fill the earth.
这是在主前差不多两千年的时候。
This is about 2,000 years before Christ.
但是在那个时候，神立着他自己又起来呼召见证的人。
But at that time, God for Himself was calling the witnesses again.
他就在众人的中间，他就呼召了一个亚伯拉罕。
So among many, he had called Abraham.
荣耀的神向他显现。
God of glory appeared to him.
他因着信就起来要跟随神。
By faith, he followed God.
虽然他经过许许多多的试验。
Although he went through much trial.
但是亚伯拉罕的信心。
But the faith of Abraham.
他相信神是死无边有，是死人复活的神。
He believed that God is a God that will resurrect man from death and can make something out of nothing.
这是他的信心。
And this is his faith.
神应许要给他子孙。
God promised to give him descendants.
他到了100岁的时候才得了一个以撒。
When he was 100 years old, he got Isaac.
但是实在说来，他所看见的不是以撒。
But what he saw was not Isaac.
他所看见的是以撒所代表的这位基督。
What he saw was the Christ that Isaac symbolized.
因为在约翰福音里面
，Because in the Gospel of John,
我们的主耶稣曾这样的做见证。
Our Lord Jesus gave this testimony.
他说：“你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕，他看见我的日子，他。”心里就欢喜了。
Your father Abraham delighted in the day that he saw me.
他在以撒的身上就已经看见了基督了。
In Isaac, Abraham saw Christ.
神把迦南地赐给他。
And God gave him the land of Canaan.
但是他一生在迦南地漂流。
But he was wandering on the land of Canaan.
他没有得着一块的地图。
He did not get any piece of land.
他只买了一个埋葬的坟地。
He only purchased a burial ground.
但是他的信心坚强。
But his faith was strong.
因为希伯来书告诉我们说。
Because the book of Hebrews tells us.
他所寻找的是那个永远的家乡。
What he is looking for is this Eternal country.
他不但是看见迦南地。
Not only he has seen the Canaan.
他从迦南地一直看到那个新耶路撒冷。
But he sees the New Jerusalem from Canaan.
他说那一座城是神自己建造的。
He says that city is built by God himself.
那个城是有个根基的城。
And that city is a city of foundation.
我们知道这个就是新耶路撒冷。
We know that this is the New Jerusalem.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
他就在那个时代就起来为神做见证
In that age, he rose up to be a witness for God.
结果从他的子孙的里面
From his descendants,
神要兴起一个国来为他做见证
God raised up a nation to be his testimony.
但是我们知道以色列人他们雅各和他的子孙到了埃及去了
But we know that Jacob and hissons went to Egypt.
结果他们就在埃及。
And they were in Egypt.
虽然人数增加起来。
Although the number multiplied.
但是又不认识约瑟的王兴起来了。
But there was a king that did not know Joseph that was raised up.
所以结果他们就在那里逼迫这一班的以色列人。
So the Egyptians were persecuting the Israelites.
叫他们做奴隶。
And to put them to sleep.
连这个活命的盼望都没有。
They don't even have the hope for life.
但是感谢赞美神。
But we praise God.
就在那个时候，神又在哪里做工了？
Just at that time, God was working again.
好像神在地上没有见证人了。
As God at that time could not find his own witness.
但是神就兴起了摩西。
But God raised up Moses.
这是主前差不多1500年的时候。
This is about 1500 years before Christ.
神就兴起了摩西了。
God raised up Moses.
神，摩西生下来本来就应当死的。
When Moses was born, he should have died.
但是神保守了他。
But God kept him.
这个摩西他永远与神的百姓一同吃苦。
But Moses was willing to suffer with God's people.
他也不愿意享受这个埃及的财富。
Not willing to enjoy the treasures in Egypt.
他看为基督受的凌辱。
He saw the suffering of Christ.
比埃及所有的享受还要珍贵。
More precious and more honorable than all the enjoyment of Egypt.
他看见了那位看不见的。
He saw the unseen one.
因为他看见了那位看不见的。
Because he had seen the unseen one.
摩西看见了基督的荣耀。
Moses saw the glory of Christ.
所以他愿意受基督的凌辱。
He was willing to suffer the suffering of Christ.
他轻看了埃及所有的富足。
He despised all the treasures of Egypt.
神就用他来拯救以色列人出来。
God used him to save the Israelites out of
Egypt. 以色列人被神拯救出来之后
，When the Israel was saved from Egypt by God,
被神带到西南山。
When they were brought to the Mount Sinai,
在西南山神就把他律法给以色列人。
God gave Israelites His own laws.
神把他的见证就托付了一个国家。
God entrust His own testimony to a nation.
这个国家在万国之中是分不出来的。
And that nation is separated from all other nations.
他在万国中要这位独一的神来做见证。
And among the nations.This nation is going to testify to this only God.
如果他们遵心遵守神的律法
If they are faithful to the laws of God,
他们就在万国中要举手
They will be the first among nations.
如果他们为比且更重
God's hand will be heavier on them.
所以结果我们看见以色列人又失败了
Then we see Israel fail again.
以色列人不但没有为神做见证
Not only the Israelites did not testify to God.
他们反而拜偶像
They pay homage to idols.
所以结果与世界上的人没有分别
Then they were no different from the nation.
虽然神差遣先知去呼唤他们悔改
Although God sent prophets to call them back.
但是他们不肯悔改
But they did not repent.
所以结果以色列国就灭亡了
So the nation of Israel was died.
所以我们看见好像神在地上又没有见证的器皿
So we see that God has lost again his vessel of testimony.
有400年之久
For 400 years.
神没有说话
God did not speak.
地上听不见神的声音
On this earth, they cannot hear the voice of God.
但是感谢赞美神
But we thank God.
等到日子满足的时候
When the time is accomplished.
神就差遣他的儿子来到这个世界
God sent his own son to this world.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
在历史历代
Through the ages.
虽然神为着他自己还留下一些的见证人
Although God has reserved for himself some witnesses.
但是这些的见证人是做的见证
But the testimony of these witnesses.
都是有限的见证
Are limited testimony.
因为我们人是有限的
Because man is limited.
我们的容量是有限。
Our capacity is limited.
所以神对我们的启示也是有限。
So the revelation from God to us is limited.
我们能为神做的见证也是有限。
The testimony that we can give to God is limited.
可以说这里一点，那里一点。
Can be here some and there some.
神在地上没有一个完全的见证。
God did not have a complete testimony.
因为没有一个完全的人来为他做见证。
Because there was no complete person to give him this testimony.
但是感
But we praise God.
神为着他自己的见证
For his own testimony.
他把他的儿子差到这个世界上
He sent his own son to this world.
当他的儿子来到地上做人的时候
When his son came to this world to be a man.
在这个人的身上
On him.
神得着了他完全的见证
God has obtained his complete testimony.
因为我们的主说
Because our Lord said,
你们看见了我就看见了父。
When you see me, you see the Father.
我凭着自己不能做什么。
I cannot do anything according to myself.
我所做的乃是我看见父做。
What I do is what I see my Father do.
我凭着自己也不能说什么。
I cannot speak anything of myself.
我所说的乃是因为我听见父这样的说。
What I speak, I heard my Father say.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
在这里有一个人
Here is a person.
他与神是一的
He is one with God.
所以你就看见说他能完全把神见证出来
You see, he can fully testify God out.
人看见他就看见了神了
Men see him, they see God.
人听见他就听见了神了
When they hear him, they hear God.
人接触他就接触了神了
When they touch him, they touch God.
他把神表明显明出来了
He declares God
从来没有人看见过神
No one has ever seen God
只有在父怀中的独生子把他显明出来
But the only begotten son in God's bosom He has declared him
当我们的主在世界上的时候
When our Lord was on this earth
他实在是个忠心的见证
He was a faithful witness
哦，他是何等忠心的一个见证人
What a faithful witness he is
圣经告诉我们说
The Bible tells us
他在比拉多的面前做了美好的见证
Before Pontius Pilate he gave the good testimony
如果我们读到启示录的时候
If we read the Revelation
我们看见说他有一个名字
We see that he has a name
他的名字就是诚实忠心的见证人
And his name is an honest faithful witness
我们的主就是那个见证人
Our Lord is that witness
他的见证是那样的完全
And his testimony is so complete
所以神的见证就是耶稣基督的见证
So the testimony of God is the testimony of Jesus Christ
你认识耶稣就是认识谁
If you know Jesus You know God
他是那个完全的见证人
He is the complete witness
当我们的主耶稣他升天的时候
When our Lord is to be ascended to heaven
他就对他的门徒说
He told his disciples
他说你们要等在耶路撒冷
You have to wait in Jerusalem
你们要领受天上来的圣灵
To receive the Holy Spirit from the heaven
那个时候你们要为做我的见证人
And then you shall be my witness
你们要从耶路撒冷
From Jerusalem
犹太全地
To the whole land of Samaria Samaria
一直到地极
To the end of the world
来做我的见证人
Be my witness
你知道当我们的主在地上的时候
You know when our Lord is on this earth
他不但在那里为神做见证
Not only he testifies to God
同时他就开始呼召门徒
He also starts to call his disciples
他叫有一些的人与他在一起
He have some to be with him
你知道这些的门徒啊
You know that these disciples
他们召集与他在一起
And they were called to be with him
他们听他的话
They heard him
他们看他的生活
They saw his life
他们观看他的作为
They looked at his deeds
这些的门徒是学徒
And these disciples were apprentices
他们在那里学什么呢
What were they learning
他们不是在那里学一套传道的方法
They were not learning the skill of preaching
他们是在那里学我们的主的样式
They were learning the pattern of our Lord
他们在那里看主
They are looking at the Lord
看主怎么生活
To see how he lives
他们就学主的样式
And they learned the pattern of the Lord
我们记得主耶稣曾说了
We see our Lord Jesus
你们要负我的轭
You have to carry my yoke
要学我的样式
To learn my pattern
因为我的心里柔和谦卑
Because my heart is meek and lowly
我们的主在世界上是为负轭的主
When the Our Lord is a Lord in this earth carrying a yoke
他这个轭就是神的旨意
His yoke is the will of God
他一生就是伏在神的旨意的底下
His whole life is under the will of God
他心里柔和谦卑
He is meek and lowly
就是说他甘心乐意的
He is willing
他对于神是毫无惧抗。
And he has no rejection to God.
他在那里完全的遵循神的旨意。
He is completely doing the will of God.
如果神的旨意要他到十字架，他就去十字架。
If the will of God says you go to the cross, he goes to the cross.
他为着自己没有拣选。
For him, he has no choice.
所以主说，你们我的门徒。
So he said, the Lord says, you, my disciple,
你们要与我一同来服我。
You have to yoke with me.
我在你的这一边。
I am on this side of the yoke.
你们要把你们的颈项放在那个我的面前。
You put your necks on the other side of the yoke.
你们这一班的人都是没有受过训练的。
You have not been trained.
好像一个野牛一样。
As a wild bull,
你们都要照着自己的意思做。
You want to do according to your own way.
但是你们要与我一同服我。
You have to yoke with me.
你要看我怎样服神的旨意。
You have to see how I obey my father.
你就从我那里来学习。
And you learn from me.
叫我的性格能成为你们的性格。
So that my character can be your character.
这样你们就能更洁了。
And then you can till the land.
你们就能侍奉神。
Then you can serve God.
你们就能做神的工。
Then you can work the work of God.
你们就能做我的见证人。
And then you can be my witnesses.
主说圣灵来了，要为我做见证人。
The Lord says the Holy Spirit comes to bear witness to me.
因为圣灵认识我。
Because the Holy Spirit knows me.
灵与子是合一的。
The Spirit and the Son are one.
但是主说你们也要为我做见证。
But the Lord says you are going to be witness for me too.
因为你们从起头就是与我在一起的。
Because you have been with me from the beginning.
你们也认识我。
You know me too.
所以你们能做我的见证人。
So you can be my witnesses.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们的主在地上做了美好的见证。
Our Lord has given a good.Beautiful testimony on this world.
他叫我们看见了神。
He let us see God.
他叫我们认识神的旨意。
He lead us to see the will of God.
现在他却把他自己的见证交给他的教会。
Now he entrusts his own testimony to his own church.
他说你们要为我做见证。
He says you have to bear witness to me.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
今天教会乃是神见证的器皿。
Today the church is the vessel of the testimony of God.
从前神怎样将他的见证托付这个以色列国。
How God has entrusted His testimony to the nation of Israel.
现在他从各国各方各民各族的中间。
Now he has from the people from all over the world, all over the races.
他把他们中间的人召聚起来。
He called them together.
把他们在他自己的里面成为一个身体。
In himself, he has made them a body.
叫这个身体在地上为着这天上的头做见证。
So that this body can be a witness for the head that is in heaven.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这个耶稣基督的见证是已经托付了神的教会。
This testimony of Jesus Christ has been entrusted to the Church of God.
这是一个何等荣耀的一件事。
This is such a glorious thing.
但是这也是一个很严重的责任。
But this is also a grave responsibility.
感谢赞美神。
We praise the Lord.
我们如果看《使徒行传》的时候
，We see the Book of Acts.
我们看见教会在开始的时候
，We see when the church began.
在五旬节的那一天
，On Pentecost.
当彼得和十一个使徒起来说话的时候
，When Peter and the 11 stood up and speak.
他说：“你们所钉十字架的耶稣
，He says the Jesus that you have crucified.
神已经立他为主为基督了。
God has set him up to be the Christ and the Lord.
他们在圣灵的能力底下。见证
Now, under the power of the Holy Spirit, they gave the testimony.
这个三千人悔改得救
1,000 people repent and are saved.
所有信主的人
all who believe in him.
他们就同心合意的
with one accord.
他们恒心遵守使徒的教训和教通
They continue to be in the obedience.Of the teaching and the fellowship of the apostles.
他们摆饼，他们祈祷。
They break the bread, they pray.
他们安家的摆饼。
They break bread, bread from house to house.
他们在一起在那里同声的祷告。
They pray in one sound together.
我们看见那个时候他们的见证是多么有能力的。
You see how powerful the testimony was at that time.
当初的教会是为基督的复活做见证。
And that the church at that time was testifying to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
他们给人看见说基督是复活的主。
They led others to see that our Lord is a resurrected Lord.
这个是他们亲眼看见。
This is what they saw with their own eyes.
这是他们亲身经历的。
This is what they have experienced personally.
上帝看见他们为主复活做见证是多么有能力的。
So you see how strong a testimony they have given.
他们见证的为主是活的主。
The Lord that they were testifying to is the living Lord.
在短短的三十多年的中间。
And within just a few more years than 30,
我们看见说福音已经传遍了当时的世界。
The gospel was spread to the world at that time.
在许许多多的地方。
And many places,
不但在亚洲,
not only in Asia,
并且福音也传到欧洲去,
but only in Europe,
非洲也去了,
in Africa,
我们看见许多的地方神的教会兴起了。
The gospel has been spread to those places and churches were built.
而他们在那里就是为耶稣做见证。
And they are witnesses for Jesus.
虽然这使徒末日的时候
Although to the last age of the apostolic time,
我们看见已经开始里面有点腐化了。
We know that they are corruptions started.
我们也开始外面就开始有一点逼迫了。
We see, we also see the external persecutions.
所以我们看到启示录第二章第三章的时候。
So when we read the Revelation chapter 2 and 3,
我们看见这一个是使徒末日的时候。
You see, the age of the last days of the apostles.
那是就是第一世纪末日的时候。
At the end of the first century.
约翰还活在那里。
John was still living.
他写了他这个得着启示。
And he received the revelation.
就是主对七个教会就有七封的书信。
And that's the messages to the seven churches from the Lord.
我们看见主在那里对当时的教会。
And the Lord spoke to the church at that time.
他已经在那里看见教会已经开始在那里腐化了。
The Lord saw the beginning of corruption in the church.
这个教会有七个灯台来代替。
The seven churches were represented by seven lampstands.
因为教会就是灯台。
Because the church is the lampstand.
教会不是光。
The church itself is not the light.
教会不是见证。
The church itself is not the testimony.
教会乃是支持见证的那个器皿。
The church is the vessel that supports the testimony.
教会不高抬自己。
The church does not exalt itself.
教会是高举基督。
The church exalts Christ.
但是我们看见在那个时候。
But we see at that time.
除了斯美纳的教会是受苦的。
Only the church at Smyrna was persecuted.
菲拉铁菲的教会是弟兄相爱的。
And the church at Philadelphia is a loving church.
我们看见其他的地方的教会都是那个光啊是暗淡。
The churches at other places, their light was flickering.
有的光啊已经没有了。
Sunlight was already dying down.
已经在那边冒烟了。
They were smoking.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers,
神的见证。
The testimony of God.
耶稣基督的见证。
The testimony of Jesus.
是何等圣洁的。
Is such a holy one.
何等完全的。
Such complete one.
但是交在人的手里。
But when it's given to the hand of man.
我们人的败坏。
Because of the corruption of man.
就把这个见证把它破坏了。
We have damaged to this testimony.
所以我们看见就在那个时候。
And we see at that time.
神已经在那里呼召一般的得胜者。
God was calling the overcomers.
什么是得胜者呢？
What is an overcomer?
得胜者不是非常的基督徒。
An overcomer is not an unusual Christian.
得胜者乃是正常的基督徒。
An overcomer is a normal Christian.
因为那个时候的基督徒不正常。
Because the Christian at that time was not normal.
他们失去了见证。
They had lost the testimony.
主把他自己托付给教会。
The Lord entrusted himself to the church.
他把他自己启示给教会。
He revealed himself to the church.
但是教会与主相差太远。
But the church is too far away from the Lord.
所以主在那里叫我们要悔改。
So the Lord was calling us to repent.
叫我们回到他哪里去
？To return to him，
叫我们能为他做见证。
So that we can be witness for him。
得胜者就 是那一些的见证人。
And overcomers are those witnesses.
在第一世纪末了的时候
，At the end of the first century，
神已经在那里呼召的圣者。
God was calling the overcomers。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们看见从那个时候开始一直到今天
，We see that from that time on until today。
我们在那里看教会历史的时候
，When we see the history of the church，
虽然在第二世纪、第三世纪的历史不大清楚
，Although we are not very clear about the history of the second and third century，
但是从第四世纪开始
，But from the fourth century，
我们看见所谓教会的历史
，We see the so-called history of the church，
但是教会的历史
，But the history of the church，
今天在地上人所读的。
That we read today on this earth.
我们可以说这是官方的历史。
And this is just the official history.
这是基督教的历史。
This is the history of Christianity.
我们没有真正看见教会的历史。
We have not seen the real history of the church.
真正与耶稣所见证的那些的人。
The real people who have given testimony to Lord Jesus.
反而都是被厌弃的。
And they were rejected.
在历史历代甚至被人认为是异端的。
Through the ages, they were considered as heresy.
甚至许许多多的人被杀了。
And many of them were killed.
但是我们真正去查考的时候。
But if we truly imagine,Examine these things.
我们看见说，神就是在这两千年的来。
We see that just in these 2,000 years,
神还在地上留下他自己的见证人。
God still preserved on this earth His own witnesses.
我们知道，在第二世纪、第三世纪的时候
，We see that in the second and third century,
那个时候罗马帝国就开始来逼迫基督教。
The Roman Empire starts to persecute Christians.
有14的大逼迫。
There were 10 persecutions.
你如果是基督徒，这个就是死的罪名。
If you are Christians,You have the sentence to death.
虽然中间也有的时候没有逼迫
Although sometimes there are gaps in history that you don't have the persecution.
等到没有逼迫的时候
When there was no persecution.
好像试一下
It seems that you can relax.
结果基督徒他的生活他的见证也收了
But the testimony and the life of the Christians also got loosened.
所以就在第二世纪的时候
In the second century.
我们看见这个基督教已经在那里松懈。
We see that Christianity already is relaxing.
慢慢就注重到外面的形式上去了。
They start to pay attention to the outward form.
慢慢就注意到那些的组织方面去。
Pay attention to organization.
甚至渐渐我们看见那一些所谓这个监督的这个 bishop 的制度也慢慢开始出来了。
We also saw the beginning of the system of bishops.
在那个时候
At that time.
神兴起一个弟兄
God raised up a brother
他的名字叫 Origen
His name is Origen
他 Origen 他14岁的时候
When Origen was 17 years old
他的父亲是个敬畏主的
His father was a godly man
他为着主的缘故被抓到监牢里去
For reason of God he was put into prison
Origen 他只有14岁
Origen was 17 years old
他就劝他的父亲
HeEntreat his father.
你要忠心一直到死。
You have to be faithful until death.
结果他的父亲就殉道。
And his father was martyred.
这个人后来成为一个圣经的学者。
This person became a biblical scholar.
他是个很有名望的圣经学者。
And he was a very famous, reputable biblical scholar.
但是他在那个时候
，But at that time,
他就坚定地主张。
He proclaimed,
他就是说神的教会是属灵的。
He says, the church of God has to be spiritual.
不是那个外面这个形式和组织。
It is not the external form nor organization.
我们一定要注意那个属灵的性质。
We have to pay attention to the spiritual nature.
那个时候也有一般的人兴起来叫这个Montanus。
Some other people, they were raised up, they are the Montanus.
这些的人是从 Montanus 开始的。
And these people started with Montanus.
他们在那里就是觉得说一般的基督徒啊这个对于世界好像太混合了。
They felt that the Christians were mixed up with the world.
他们是开始爱世界了。
And they started to love the world.
所以他们说，我们应当回到那个当初的那个单纯的敬虔的里面去。
So they said that we should return to the original purity and godliness.
他们在那里注意等候主的回来。
So they wait for the return of Christ.
他们在那里给圣灵有完全的主权。
So they gave the full authority to the Holy Spirit.
在他们聚会的里面，让圣灵有完全的主权。
In their meetings, the Holy Spirit has the whole authority.
我们知道在他们的中间
，We know that among them,
有两位姊妹在寻道世上很有名的。
There were two sisters who were famous in the history of martyrs.
一个是 Propicia, 一个是 Felicitas.
One is Propicia, the other is Felicitas.
到了第三世纪的时候，他们中间有个很有名的人。
In the third century, there was one famous one among them.
就是 Tertullian,
which is Tertullian.
他们说他的舌头像金的舌头一样。
They say that his tongue is like tongue of gold.
神就兴起敬拜的人来，要维持耶稣基督的见证。
God raised these people to maintain the testimony of Jesus.
到了第三世纪的时候
，and coming to the third century,
我们在那里看见说，神又兴起一些人来。
You see that God raised some other people.
有一般的人叫做 novitiates.
One group is called novitiates.
还有一般人叫做 donatists.
Another called donatists.
他们这一般的人是注重严格的那个纪律。
They pay attention to strict discipline.
因为知道在那个时候受逼迫。
Because at that time there was persecution.
有的人受了逼迫就否认主了。
Some denied the Lord because of persecution.
但是等到逼迫过去了。
After the persecution.
那这一般否认主的人又要回来了。
And they came back to be Christians.
所以那个时候，在弟兄姊妹中间就有一些的争论。
So among brothers and sisters there were arguments.
有的人说，那要回来就回来吧。
Some said just receive them.
有人说不。这个一定要有严格的纪律。
We have to have strict discipline.
所以这帮 Donatists 他们都是注重的严格的纪律。
So the Donatists they pay attention to strict discipline.
他们是要为主做一个正确的见证。
They want to have to be an accurate testimony to God.
到了第四世纪的时候
，In the fourth century，
我们知道第四世纪就是基督教变成国教的时候，欢迎的时候。
We know that at that time the Christianity becomes the state's Christianity.
经过两个世纪的逼迫
，and through two centuries of persecution，
我们说罗马帝国逼迫基督教。
We said that the Roman Empire persecuted Christians.
但是结果是罗马帝国衰败了。
But the Roman Empire declined.
神的教会兴旺起来了。
The Church of God was prosperous.
那个时候君士坦丁啊，就做了罗马的君王。
At that time, Constantine becomes the Emperor of Rome.
他就开放了。
And he opened up.
并且是鼓励了。
And he encouraged.
但是在那个时候，基督教堕落就一落千丈。
But at that time, the Christians they failed greatly.
在逼迫的时候，还有一半的人是为主见证。
In persecution, there was a group of people who hold the testimony of the Lord.
但是一放松的时候，很多混杂的人都进来了。
But when they relax, the whole mixture comes in.
但是感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
神在哪里兴起一班人叫叫这个 Priscillians.
God.Raised a group of people called Priscillians.
他们这一班的人
，these people，
他们很注重神的话语。
They pay attention to the word of God.
他们说我们要与世界分别出来。
They say we are to be separated from the world.
他们注重与基督的联合。
They pay attention to the union with Christ.
到了以后我们看见这个罗马教就成立了。
Then later we see.The religion of a Roman Catholic.
让慢慢这个基督教的历史啊，就越过又变成外面一个庞大的组织了。
And then the history of the Christianity becomes a very large organization.
在世界上也有了地位，又有势力了。
And in the world, Christianity has its own position and power.
但是感谢上帝神。
But we praise God.
到了第七世纪的时候
，coming to the seventh century，
我们看见神就在那个 Mesopotamia 那一带的地方。
And God in the land of Mesopotamia，
他就兴起一般的人叫 Pagans。
they raised a group of people called Pelicans.
他们这一般的人,
and these people,
他们是主张说我们这个聚会的生活要非常的简单。
They feel that the meeting has to be very simple.
然后有一般的人从Bulgaria移民过去。
And some people were migrated from Bulgaria
to.
They came from, to Minor Asia. These people were called Bogomians.
Bogomians
means the friends of God. These people.
也是在那里见证神的自己。
He also testified to God himself.
到了14世纪、13世纪的时候。
And coming to the centuries 12, 13, and 14. These people that I mentioned, they are the hidden seeds.
在教会的历史里面，都是被批为这个背道离教的人。
In the history of Christianity, these were considered as heresies.
因为他们没有走那个基督教的那个正统的路。
Because they did not walk in the canonical way in the Christianity.
基督的人为着见证主。
Many people were martyred because they want to testify for God.
这是殉道在罗马帝国的手里。
They are not martyred in the hands of the Roman Empire.
是谁？罗马教的手里殉道。
They are martyred in the hands of the Roman Christianity.
千千万万的人。
Thousands of people in order to hold the testimony of Jesus. They lay down their life for the Lord. So when we come to the 12th and 13th century, we see that in Europe there are Waldenses
and Jesus.
They feel that we should have a simple life.
他们说，无论我们教会的生活、真理和教会的次序，都要根据圣经。They
say not only all our church life, church truth, and they all have to be according to the Bible.
我们称他们，这个是笔名给他们的，这是笔名。
Oh, those are the nicknames.
其实他们自己不承认是Waldenses.
They never call themselves Waldenses.
或者是那个Bogomians.
Or Bogomians.
他们称自己什么呢？
How do they call themselves?
他们都称自己是Christians，基督徒。They call
themselves Christians.
他们都是称brothers.
They call each other brothers.
都是弟兄。They
are all brothers.
这些名字都是这个人嫁给他们。These
other names are what other people call them.
其实Waldenses不是从Peter
Waldo开始的。Waldenses did not start from Peter Waldo.
在Peter Waldo之前就已经在Alpine Valley就已经开始了。They
were before Peter Waldo, they were in Alpine Valley.
但是因为Peter Waldo对这影响很大。
But because Peter Waldo was an influential man. He was a businessman. Very rich. He did not know much about God's things. But once when he was given a feast, suddenly a guest died.